This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The candy giant Mars is being urged in a new petition to get rid of the artificial dyes that give its famous M&Ms their bright colors. As NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, the petition was started by a mother who believes that the food coloring was making her son hyperactive.
So if you tear open a pack of M&Ms, as I did in the NPR cafeteria this afternoon, what's the first thing you notice about them?
I noticed that they are very colorful, blue, orange, yellow.
That's Marcus Crenshaw, who happened to be standing at the vending machine.
Hard to ignore that bright blue, huh?
It really is. It sticks out at you.
Now, there's no scientific consensus that these artificial food colorings can change kids' behavior, but this hasn't stopped a mom in Jamestown, New York, who's asking Mars to get rid of these artificial dyes.
In this petition, I'm asking Mars to change to natural colors. It's very doable.
That's Renee Shudders, mom of 9-year-old Trenton. She says her son's behavior improved significantly when she removed artificial dyes from his diet a few years back.
I went through all our cupboards, and I couldn't believe how much of the stuff had dyes in it. My chicken tenders I was buying had it. The yogurts I was giving them had it. Macaroni and cheese I was giving them had it.
There were also cereals and all kinds of snack foods. So why is Shudders targeting Mars rather than all food makers? Well, for starters, M&Ms are a top-selling candy, and they're made with several artificial dyes. And also, Shudders says Mars has already replaced many of the dyes in their candy sold in Europe with natural colorings made from vegetable and other plant sources.
So it is accomplishable. They just haven't done it here for our kids.
The Consumer Watchdog Group, Center for Science and the Public Interest, is a co-sponsor of the petition. And the organization's Michael Jacobson has been pressuring food makers and government regulators to phase out artificial dyes for years. He points to small studies that suggest that these dyes may change the behavior of kids who are sensitive to them, making them hyperactive. But he says companies have been slow to respond.
Companies don't want to switch from synthetic dyes to natural colorings, because natural colorings are more expensive and they're not as stable.
Now, there's no scientific evidence that food dyes are a major contributor to things like hyperactivity and ADHD. But pediatrician Andrew Addisman, who specializes in developmental and behavioral issues, says what parents should know is that if they have children who seem to be sensitive to dyes, stay away from them. But be assured, there's no evidence that the dyes pose a long-term risk.
On the one hand, I think there's a growing body of research that shows that artificial food colorings can affect a child's behavior. On the other hand, these effects are relatively modest, and I don't think that there's any research to suggest that these pose a long-term serious issue in terms of a child's health or safety.
Candy maker Mars told us in a statement that they are aware of the petition and that they're constantly evaluating and updating ingredients based on consumer preference and scientific information. One clue that they may make a change in their candy sold here in the U.S. soon is that the company recently won approval to use a spirulina extract derived from algae to color its candy blue. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.